This is just crossing. Well, I think the city must be giving some sort of news conference. Maybe it's about the vaccine appointments at the United Center. There will be 110,000 vaccine appointments to take place at the United Center. ZocDoc. Did you mention this, Jordan? I don't know. I'm just seeing the reporters who cover City Hall tweet it out as if it's just happening now. So they're talking about vaccine appointments coming up. So, and Thursday morning is what I'm reading, is when you can start applying for one of those appointments. So there you go. Third vaccine is in distribution, and that could be part of the big reason why they are confident they're going to have so many appointments over there at the United Center. Let's talk to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, Dr. Copen, that's good news, huh?
Yeah, great news, Anna. The more the merrier when it comes to vaccination sites, as long as we have vaccine. And let's hope now with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they tell us by the end of the month they should have about 20 million doses that will be delivered. And with the ramping up of manufacture of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, I think we'll see by the end of the month that the quantity of vaccine available will be far more plentiful than what it is right now.
Good to hear. You're hearing that all around from officials. They said that this week, the number of COVID-19 vaccines shipped to Illinois and Chicago will increase by about 50% after that Johnson & Johnson gets into distribution. Remind us once again, Dr. Copen, the correct answer to this question: which vaccine is best?
The one you can get. It's really simple, Anna. Our listeners should feel very confident that whichever vaccine of the three currently available vaccines is available when you have a chance to get vaccinated, they're all terrific, and you want to get the one you can get. So please don't worry about which one it is. I don't want anybody worrying about numbers that you hear, 95% this or 66% that. The single most important thing is severe illness, death. All three vaccines keep people from dying and get severely ill. That's what we care about more than anything else. Get the vaccine that is available for you.
Yeah, I hear you. And we get that question all the time, and that's the answer. And I believe it is true. It'll be interesting to see how quickly we can get folks vaccinated. That will certainly be positive for all of us, right? I want to ask you about that fourth vaccine they're now talking about, and this is even better to talk about, Novavax, that could be approved soon. What do we know about that, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, so Novavax would be a similar vaccine to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in terms of the type of vaccine it is. The preliminary data that we have via the press releases look really good. Once they get their phase 3 data to FDA and we go through this process that we've all become really well acquainted with now, we've all become experts, I think, at the FDA approval process, it looks like we should have another one, a fourth vaccine that is equally as effective as the previous three.
I want to ask you, something just came up with Andrea Darlis at University of Illinois, because they're also getting emergency use authorization for that saliva test that really helped out the campuses of U of I before, because college kids were you know, asymptomatic, and they could tell when they were positive or not, and they could isolate and things like that. Testing is still going to be important. Talk about what that's going to feel like and the importance of testing as we move forward, Doctor.
Yes, so I think we're going to learn which tests are most appropriate to different situations. So on a college campus, and it's not just the U of I, the public universities and community colleges in Illinois have been using the saliva test. That one's terrific to do ongoing surveillance, looking for disease in pretty much an asymptomatic population, as you point out. That's terrific. In medical environments, like people are coming into my hospital for surgery or other procedures, we'll still be doing the more sophisticated PCR test, the one where we use the swab. And the reason for that is the sensitivity and specificity is better, and we need that when we're going to be doing procedures. But I think we're going to get to the point over the next couple of months where we're going to have plentiful tests available that will allow us, depending on what situation we're going to be in, to know whether we have the virus in us or not. Do we need to be concerned when we go out of the house? when we think about universities, we think about the summer coming up, kids going to camp, hopefully, being able to have large gatherings of people. Between the vaccinations and the ability to test, I suspect that we're going to be in a very different and very positive place compared to where we are today.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is fascinating to think about how life could change, hopefully, you know, months to come, right? Things could be very different every month that goes by. What should we be thinking about, Dr. Copeland? What's a realistic expectation?
Yeah, well, all right, number one, get yourself vaccinated when you can. Please, all of our listeners, I know there's people who are hesitant about getting vaccinated. We have more than enough experience from around the world, well over 100 million people now who've been vaccinated. It's safe. Don't worry about it. It's safe, and it protects us from dying from this virus. I mean, it seems to me that that's a simple choice. We all need to get vaccinated. By the time we get to the summer, we're going to see a lot more loosening up in terms of what we can do. I mean, the fact that the mayor is talking about going to 50% capacity in restaurants and bars and in these places can stay open till 1 a.m. That doesn't affect my life. But, you know, for people who like that, I think that's great. But let's remember, we still got to be careful. You know, this pandemic is still with us. People are still getting sick. People are still dying. So while we get to the point where we really can loosen up, it's up to all of us to be responsible. Let's really think about the risk benefit to every decision we have to make when we go out. If we do that, we really can get through this. And I think when we get into the summer, and probably not June, more likely into August, we're going to be in a really good place. But it's still dependent on our behavior.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I want to ask you about something else that's sort of circulating in the health world. In the UK, United Kingdom, they have been postponing the second dose of the vaccine, even up to 12 weeks, because they're trying to get that first dose into the arms of as many people as they can to try to get to that herd immunity thing. And maybe it's the variants they're concerned about. The CDC says that's not really something we're going to do here. I guess they are assessing strategies all the time. But the question to you, Dr. Copeland, is, could just giving a single dose kind of stretch out the supply? Is the UK doing it better than we are?
Yeah, I think the UK made a decision. They were really concerned about whether they're going to have enough vaccine to get to their population. They were seeing some mutations that they were worried about. There was some concern about their AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, how effective it was going to be. So they decided they needed to get the first jab into many arms as possible. So they made the decision to put off the second dose of vaccine for 12 weeks. Our FDA felt there was not enough data to make that decision, so we decided to continue to go with what was data-driven, 3 weeks for Pfizer's second vaccine, 4 weeks for Moderna. And FDA says we're going to stick to that. I think now, and as we talked about, with additional vaccine coming on very quickly, there's no need to change our strategy in the United States. By the time we get to the end of March, we're going to be in a way better place than we were in the first part of March. And we should stick to what the clinical trials told us. I will say, though, that there's an interesting report that came out of Britain yesterday about the level of effectiveness after the first dose of vaccine in Britain. People are not getting sick, they're not dying, and that's an older population that they studied, people over the age of 65, including people in their 80s, and that's a wonderful thing to hear about, even if we're not going to change our vaccination practice here. But to know that these vaccines are as effective as they are, and even our seniors with their diminished immune systems, it happens to all of us as we get older, they're not getting sick after the first jab. What a great thing to know. Just another motivation, I hope, for all of us to get vaccinated.
Yeah, and you know, other great data I got today, I've been following the nursing homes because of throughout this, because they have contributed to so many of the the deaths and the severe cases, and it's been very tragic to watch what's happening there. Well, a group that tracks the data at nursing homes says they've seen an 82% decline in COVID cases, indicating the vaccines are working there, and deaths are down 63%. So as they get that out to that population, it's really making a difference, Dr. Copin.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? And I'm with you, too. I've been watching the nursing homes from the very, very beginning of the pandemic. It's been so tragic. You know, here in Illinois, over 40% of our deaths have been in residents of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Just tragic. And the fact that we now see that the vaccine works in that population is so, so wonderful. We're not seeing severe illness and death now in the nursing homes. They have the same experience in Britain and the same experience in Israel. So now we have this in three different countries. I think we can feel pretty confident that this really is a true finding. These vaccines work even in the oldest among us. So the youngest of us, boy, we could all benefit from getting the vaccine, can't we?
We totally can, and it's great to think of just being able to report good news on this front. It feels awfully good, Dr. Jeff. Thank you for helping us understand the headlines and what's going on in the health world. Always appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Anna. Everyone take care and enjoy the sunshine today.